young man on the guitar. He's originally from Spain, but he's here today to give God praise. Amen. Isn't God good? But thank you for coming to our homecoming. Those that are joining online, again, we celebrate with you today. At the close of this service, as we close and give our offerings, and we're going to have just a few minutes of dedication in our new part that we've recently renovated, the Ruby M. Mickles Library. We're going to have that today after we close our service in here. We'll go in there and have our dedication, and Ms. Mickles' 2 foots are here. So it's a wonderful day, amen? Daniel chapter 3, verses 23 through 25, a very familiar passage to every one of us. Simply reads, "And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, 'Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?' They replied, 'Certainly, your majesty.' And he said, 'Look, I see four men walking around in the fire unbound, unharmed, and the fourth looks like the Son of God.'" Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, can you take the heat?" Look at somebody else and ask him, "Neighbor, can you take the heat?" You may be seated. Father, help us now as we proclaim your word. I pray that you'd give me clarity of voice, clarity of mind. Help me to share with this congregation the things that you've laid on my heart. And Lord, may it bring glory and honor to you. While many contemplate on this verse and they're thinking about historical times, some might be going through some serious moments in their life right now. So I pray that you'd help them, and I pray that this message would minister to their need. Lord, as always, we love you and we thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Amen. I want to start off by asking a question. What's your oven? What's your fiery furnace? What's heating up around you? What are the circumstances that are making you sweat? What's going on in your life that causes you to say to yourself, "I don't know whether God's going to come through. I don't know whether this is going to work out." Question is, how do you get through it? How are you able to grab hold of God and say, "Lord, I know you made me an irrevocable promise that you would never leave me nor forsake me"? By the way, by a show of hands, let me ask you, how many of you are facing the heat? I'm not talking about August. What I want you to do is write down on a piece of paper, what is my heated moment? What is heating up in my life that I really need God to come through? What is it that's getting me upset? What is it that's pushing me to the edge? That's your oven. That's your oven. Give you a little bit of context of what was happening in the days of Nebuchadnezzar and whom we know to be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let me just give you a reference as to where they were. They had been taken from their community, their place that they lived in Judah, uprooted. Everything about their lives had changed. They were not exiles. Exiles is when you leave because there's a tragedy going on and you just leave because you feel like things go better on the other side. They were in captivity. Things had closed in around them. They had no freedom. As a matter of fact, the very thing that they held dear to, their own names, were taken from them. Daniel was renamed Belteshazzar. And Mishael was renamed Shadrach. Hananiah was renamed Meshach. And Azariah was renamed Abednego. It's something when your name is taken away from you. But guess what? God has given you faith in Him that no matter what happens, no matter what tragedy, no matter what circumstance you face, your faith cannot be taken away from you. Can I just get a witness that this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And if the world didn't give it, it can't take it away. Everything about them was, they felt pressured. It wasn't just the fiery furnace, it's the things that led up to it. The king had commanded, you got to eat my food. You got to do all of these things to comply with the rules that we have here in Babylon. I don't know whether you all have looked around and taken a notice, but this world is ungodly. You're literally living in a Babylon, if not worse. Every idol that can be created is created, and they've created the greatest idol of all, and that idol of self. What do? When you're under pressure. Now, y'all can believe it or not, but the next 15 minutes, I'm going to sit down. Some of the members of the cross were looking around winking, saying, yeah, you're right. It's not unusual for God to show up and lead us out of something. But when we think about how God delivers, it's not always that He leads us out. Sometimes He'll lead us through. I said, sometime God will lead you through. You don't get to get out of it in a hurry. There are some that felt like, when we talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they feel that it was a myth. It was just created to kind of encourage people, kind of like a Superman story. But that's not how the nation of Israel actually started. They started with deliverance. When God brought them out of Egyptian bondage, the Lord brought them out with mighty signs and wonders. And what I'm here to declare to you is that the same God that brought the children of Israel out of bondage is the same God that can bring you out of your fiery furnace. If I don't say anything else that makes any sense to you, hold on to God and He can make a way out of no way. But you got to trust Him. Finding themselves in this strange land where they're now tempted to give up their culture, give up their type of religion, they kept praying. As a matter of fact, Daniel would open his windows to Jerusalem and pray to God for guidance. Yes. And I know many times in that heated moment, he would say to God, why are we here? Yeah. 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 Glory. One night the king had a dream. Nobody in all of his kingdom could interpret it. And they were about to destroy all of the wise men. Isn't it something how God will show up in an emergency? And Daniel prayed a simple prayer, just give us time. You can destroy anybody else, but give us time. Give us time that we can seek God. And guess what they did? They sought God and God gave them the answer. And what I'm telling you today, what I'm declaring to you today, if you would seek God, He'll give you the answer. May not come when you want Him to, but He's always on time. Three basic things I want to share with you today. One, if you're going to make it through your fiery furnace, if you're going to make it in those times where life is heating up around you, you're going to need prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is the ability to know that you have a future. I'm going to skip the theologian's definition. Get to the real meat of it. When you got prophecy, you got a future. Why prophesy about something that ain't going to happen? Did you not know that Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy? And what does it say about Jesus Christ? He's the same yesterday. Come on, y'all know it. Today, everybody say today. And forever. He ain't gonna change. Your friend might change on you. Your neighbor might move from around you. But God ain't gonna change. Come on, y'all, give him some praise up in here. You gotta have prophecy. You gotta have prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is the ability to access God's resources in your time of need. You don't just pray to impress God. You pray because you need him. Some of y'all came to church today. You got dressed up and everything, and you looking nice, real nice and everything, but your problem followed you in church. Your need walked right in and sat right down beside you. Hey, remember me? But prayer helps you to access God. Helps you to know that some way, somehow, God will make a way. God will provide for you. Gotta have prayer. Prayer is not simply lay me down to sleep. Prayer is God, keep me while I'm awake. Keep me every step of the way. Third thing is praise. It is the ability to worship God under any circumstance. People love to praise him on the mountaintop. But how many can praise him in the valley? Love to praise him when your pockets are full, stomach is full, everything going good, your bills are paid. Love to praise him then. Thank you. But can you praise him when the chips are down? Can you praise him when your family's acting up? Can you praise him in a storm? Can you praise him when trouble is in your life? Can you praise him when sickness is in your body? Can you just lift your hands and say, Lord, thank you. I'm going to show you something. If you don't give up on God, God won't give up on you. If you hold on to his hand, he'll show you something. Everybody say prophecy. Everybody say prayer. Everybody say praise. Now you think that those things won't work, but just like the Trinity, they work together. They work together. Now you ain't got to do what I'm doing, but sometime when the devil trying to drive you here and there, you can just say the Lord works things out. I got to be very visual. Amen. I got to see it. Here they were in Babylon, in a culture that did not support them, in a place where they are now praying, and it's fine to do things when you're in private. It's fine, fine. Ain't nobody bother you when you're in private. You get in your house, you can open your windows to heaven, you can pray all you want to. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But in public, we're different. Some of us get nervous about praying over our food. And look, it's your food. Even if you're in a restaurant, you pay for it. That's your food. Some of y'all like, look around like, let me pinch my nose. Like my nose hurt. Go and bow your head, fold your hands together. Say, Lord, thank you for this food that I'm about to receive. Somebody else prepared, and I don't know whether it's good or bad, but you can make it good. Lord, like you turn the water into wine. Go on and bless this food. In Jesus' name. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine to praise God when we're in private, but when people get in public, they change up, you know. Just like in church sometimes. Folks don't want to say nothing. They don't want you to say nothing either. They get moody when they come to church. They expect you to be moody. The king, by the way, I ain't gonna let nothing steal my joy. Nope, it ain't gonna happen. Got to church this morning, the computer didn't work, screen didn't work. I said, you know what, it ain't gonna steal my joy. Because I still got the Holy Spirit. Still got God. These things are nice, and we're gonna get them fixed. But for right now, I'm gonna praise him anyhow. The king signed a decree. He had made this statue in the valley of Dura, plain of Dura. And when it says plain, it means it was flat land, so that the statue could be seen for miles. 90-foot statue, 9 feet wide. He said, now look, I want everybody to bow down to this statue. Got that? And they say, yes, King, we got it, we got it, we got it. When the music starts, dance to the music. You ain't been saved all your life. Yeah, I know. He said, y'all got that? We got it. Music started. Everybody playing. Everybody bowing down. They doing everything except three of them. Guess who it was? Shadrach, Meshach, and and Abednego. I started saying something else. That's all right. I ain't gonna say it. We on camera. I ain't gonna say it. And so the people got together and said, King, we got a problem. There are some folk that ain't worshiping the way you worship. They're not bowing down to the statue the way that you commanded them to do. We got a problem. He said, well, didn't they see the other part of the edict? Didn't they see the other part of the decree that if you don't bow down, you will be turned into a fiery furnace? You're gonna be thrown in. In other words, you're gonna lose your life. Question: how much are you willing to sacrifice for your faith? How much are you willing to say, Lord, if you lead me, I'll go? You see, because if you can't serve him in those heated moments, if you cannot give that full commitment to God when life is not going good, I would tend to question my faith. What did they have? They had prophecy. They had prayer. And they had praise. The next 7 minutes, I'm going to tell you how that all worked out. Well, they didn't bow down. You know how it was. The king came and said, okay, I'm going to give y'all another chance. We're going to strike. We're going to get the band, make sure they play a little bit louder. We're going to turn up, the instruments are just a little bit louder. And you will need to bow down. Just to make it clear, if you don't, you will be thrown into the fiery furnace. And the king asked a question. This one struck heaven. Who is that God that can deliver? Look at it, Daniel chapter 3. And I believe it's somewhere around verse 25. And so they came to him and they said, well, King, we don't have to be careful. We don't have to tiptoe around the issue. We will not bow down because the God we serve is, everybody say, able. Say it again, able. Your God, yes, he is able. And then he said, he is able to deliver us from your hand, O King. But if not, we still will not bow down. Now, here's how things work. Here's how things work. You've got to see beforehand what was going on. So what we need to understand, I told you we had something here. Your natural eyes need help. Many of you, like me, you're wearing these things called glasses. They're not to really be decorative. Some of y'all get fancy in the eyeglass, but you really wear them so you can see. But beyond a certain point, your natural eye needs something to look at. You got to see beyond the situation, beyond the struggle. And what happened was Shadrach said, Meshach, come here. I'm looking at what God said. God said he'd always be with me. Meshach said, show me. He said, yeah, man, I see it. Then Abednego said, y'all get out the way. I need to see it. He said, I see something else. God can make a way where there is no way. When you got prophecy, you can see beyond what you're going through. I know you're going through it, but you got to look and see the other side of where God wants to take you. Can you shout yes, somebody? So when they answered the king, they had already looked beyond what was going on right now. And they said, you know what? We got a tomorrow. Because our God, guess what? He made this day. Am I right? This is the day the Lord has made. We will do what? I ain't got there yet. Y'all ahead of me. Hold on. Y'all ahead of me now. So they had prophecy. They looked back and they saw the prophecies of Jeremiah, which told them, it's not going to be long. It's going to be 70 years that you're going to be there, but you just hold on to God's unchanging. Everything will be all right. They had heard Isaiah say that the Lord would preserve a remnant. They looked at prophecy and they saw their future. Prayer. Say, what? What about prayer? It is the ability to access God's resources in the time of need. When you pray, you say, our Father in heaven, give us this day. Now, here's the thing I learned about it. You can't wait till your house on fire to buy insurance. You can't wait till you're in a car wreck and then you get. I heard State Farm was on my. Ain't nobody gonna be on your side. Even a little Geico guy ain't gonna show up if you ain't paid your premium. Are y'all in the building? But when you pray, you're not taking out insurance, you're taking out assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. See, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they had a prayer meeting. They said, now, you know, if we don't get out there and bow down, we're going to be in some hot water. Or better yet, we're going to be in some fire without water. They said, but that's all right. We prayed. We prayed. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the best thing you can tell God. Tell him you're a sinner. I don't deserve a thing from you, but I need you for everything. I need you to be my waymaker. I need you to be my burden bearer. I need you to be my bridge over troubled water. They were saying, God, we're getting ready to go through something now, and I need you, Jesus, just to walk with me. How many of y'all ever walked in your house and said, walk with me, Lord? Walk with me. You know how it is when the late in the midnight hour, when the devil trying to wake you up, instead of just saying, I don't know what I'm doing, just say, walk with me, Lord. Come on and walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. Just to walk with me. Just to walk with me. Can I get some folk in here that love Jesus that just to walk with me? Give another thing you tell the Lord in prayer. Hold my hand, Lord. Need you, Jesus, just to hold my hand while I'm on this tedious journey. Do you really expect life to get any better? Do you really expect everything to go your way? Flowers to bloom all beside you? Every time you get in a problem, instantly you out of. Do you really expect that? Some of y'all been living long enough to know, preacher, I know what you're talking about. But I'm still here to tell you, don't give up. You hold on to God
he's going to hold on to you. What I told you, we got prophecy. Let me put prophecy over here for a little bit. Got prayer? Got one more thing to talk about. That's praise. You know, we praise God. Everybody else singing, praise God. Some of y'all have to put on inspirational music. And you got to get your praise on. Get my praise on. And as soon as music stops, you stop. Because I said, well, as I bring this argument to a close, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Azariah, Mishael, and Hananiah, they'd never faced the fiery furnace before. Yet they made the statement, God is able. That was their declaration of praise before they got into it. Are y'all here? Listen to me very carefully. Take some praise into the fire. Don't talk about, I don't deserve this. No, you might not deserve it, but you're getting it. We don't deserve to get blindsided by life, but sometimes stuff happens. You're going along in life, all of a sudden, some boom, got hit by this. But when you got Christ, you can make it through. Oh, I'm getting ready to preach now. Lord, I'm getting ready to preach now. King said, if you don't bow down, you're going in. They said, we'll go in. And the ones who cast them into the fire, they got killed. Oven was so hot, it killed them. But before the king put them in the fire, they bound them. I started to get me a rope and get somebody to tie my hands. He bound them hand and foot, which means you might think you can get out of it, but we're going to tie you to where you can't get out of it. How many of y'all feel that way sometimes? Feel like you're in a trap. The more you wiggle, the more it hurts. And you ask God, how long is this storm going to last? How long is this fire going to last, God? And then you say those words, I don't think I can take it much longer. I've been there, folks. And just before I got ready to give up, God didn't get me out of it. He got me through it. Now hold on just a little bit. I'm almost going to my seat. I'm 1 minute overtime, in case y'all looking at your watch. I'm 1 minute overtime. They went into the fire with a praise. They went into the fire glorifying God because they knew that God was able. And while they were in the fire, something happened. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name. Am I right, Reverend Jones? He said, there I am in the midst of them. Shadrach said, well, God. Meshach said, yes, he can. And Abednego said, I know he will. They began to praise God in the midst of the fire. And about that time when they were praising God, God said, did you call me? Did you call me? Because here I am. I'm not on the outside of the fire. I'm in here with you. Wherever you go through life, whatever you do in life, just know that the Lord made you a promise. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you in your trials. I'll be with you when you cry. I'll be with you to unloose your shackles and set you free. But God said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He said, I know you all gonna praise me. I'm gonna get the king to praise me. Now the same guy that threw him in the fire, Greg, he's gonna get them to praise him. The king looked in and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Bring my mathematician here. He said, we threw in one, two, three. He said, I'm not the brightest, but I at least know how to count to three. But I see. And they're not bound. They're walking around in the midst of the fire. How many of y'all know that you can walk around the thing that the devil tries to put on you? I'm walking around. I'm walking around. I'm walking around because he's my way maker. Then the king said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, y'all come out here. I gotta make sure. He looked at him. He smelled their cloaks. I don't even smell any smoke. He looked at their hair, said, their hair's not even burning. The first thing that's going to burn on you is your hair. Amen? But not even their hair was singed, because God gives complete deliverance. So the king said, he made another law. Nobody say anything bad about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God, because nobody can deliver like that God. And I'm just here to tell you, can't nobody do you like Jesus? Look at somebody, tell them, can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Why? Because he's my friend. He's my friend. They began to praise God. And the last point, I'm going to my seat. I know I'm 5 minutes over time. Y'all, please forgive me. But when I start talking about Jesus, I just get a little crazy. I told you, some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain. Because there's power in that name. Guess what? Before they went into the fire, they were already chief officials. And Harry, guess what? While they were in the fire, God was getting them ready for another promotion. After they got out of the fire, the king said, I'm going to promote y'all. I'm going to put you up just a little bit higher. Let me just tell y'all something. While your neighbor is trying to put you down, guess who's going to pick you up? Guess who's going to provide for you? While everybody yak about you, guess who's going to turn things around in your life? God will do it. Come on, give him a praise in here. We're going to ask everybody to stand. We're going to ask everybody to stand. We're going to give an invitation. I know y'all can't come in here. Those that are online, you can't come in here. But I want to give the invitation. And I just want to share with you that same Jesus that visited Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will come into your life. He'll turn down the heat so you can take it. He'll make a way for you. If you're online, just write to us here at Crossroads. Let us know that you have gotten something out of this message. If you're in here, we open up the altar. Doors of the church are open. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come.
that I was so far from you, Lord, but I hear you calling me. The simple things that I once knew, the memories are drawing me. Listen,
to join us by Christian Experience. Yes. And I, you know, this has been an experience, Brother James. I mean, this is life-changing, this today. So we thank God for it. I know you got family here.
Yeah.
Here they come.
Here they come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let us entertain a motion to receive Brother James as a member of our church, Christian Experience.
Pastor, Crossroads Church family, I make a motion to receive Reverend
James Ford
as a candidate for Christian Experience.
Christian Experience. Mm-hmm. Pop and move in second to receive. You heard what he said, right, Reverend James?
I heard what he said. Yeah. I heard it quite a few times. All right.
Yeah, hearing the amen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any contrary, so move. Brother, man, it's a pleasure. It's a joy. It is a joy. Amen. 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 Let us welcome you.
I gave you a pay raise.
I appreciate that. That's a good raise, too.
Yeah. Amen.
God's still sending us.
That's right. Good people. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Before we give the benediction again, it's been amazing. Just shake the hand, greet him. Let me just say again what a joy it has been to work with this group of men.
Oh, yeah.
And the men showed up from all over the region, all over the place. I mean, Buckingham County, Appomattox County, they showed up from everywhere to be a part of this, and we are ever so grateful. And Kevin, man, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. And Lee, as always. And where's my friend from Spain? Where's my friend from Spain? Amen. Amen. Give him a shout out today. Lord bless. Amen. Amen.
As you know, we do have the dedication of the Ruby M. Mills Memorial Library following this service. Those of you that can, now we can't get everybody in there, but we'd love to have some of you all to come and join us for that dedication. But thank you for coming to Homecoming 2024. I pray that it's touched your heart the way it touched mine. I pray that. Pray that. And don't forget your offering when you leave. I still got mine in my pocket. I don't want to go home with the Lord's money in my pocket, so I got mine right here. Again, those that are online, if you want to be recognized for your homecoming gift, you will need to go to our website and scan the QR code. I never had to be, I thought I'd never say scan the QR code, but scan the QR code, and if you would like to be recognized for homecoming, then please, please put that on your giving. It's just good to have all of you all here. And I know, Dr. Franklin, people are back in school now and a lot going on. So pray for one another. Amen?
Amen.
Can we do that? So Brother Joe is going to come and say the dismissal, and we're going to go to our next service. And I'm telling you, God's going to bless. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Brother Joe. Everyone stand. Did y'all enjoy this? Let me just ask the question. Would y'all like to see this next year?
Yeah.
No, that was a patty gave. Y'all want, you got to give a shout if you want to hear it next year.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Let us pray. Oh, Father, we are so grateful and so thankful that you have allowed us, oh God, to come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the message today. We pray, dear God, that the Holy Spirit will just enlighten us and just give us the boldness as we depart from this place, so that we may be able to go out and share with our neighbors, friends, and even those who do not like us. So we do pray now, dear God, as we are going to participate in the offering that you have blessed us. We are aware, dear God, that it is not ours. We are so thankful, God, that you have given us this opportunity to participate in something, dear God, that we know that belongs to you. So we ask, oh God, that you bless it so that others, dear Lord, may be able to hear the word of God no matter where they are. Thank you for this privilege. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. Let the church say amen.
Set up, take pictures.